this is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail.
What started as a movie theater on York Road eventually became a well-known concert venue. The theater's Wall of Fame holds pictures of a who's who of national and local music artists who performed here, including Dave Mason, George Clinton, and the Kelly Bell Band. Brian Recker co-owns the theater with his brother Scott.
In 1 year, we sold over 232,000 tickets, and that's without local stuff. That's without stuff reported to Polestar magazine. That's 1 year. And it was amazing.
But competition has grown in the 14 years since the Recker hosted its first concert.
Hammerjacks reopened up. They were a nightclub, but they did shows as well. Bo Haggers took that over. They did shows. Ramshead opened up. They're doing shows. Baltimore Soundstage is doing shows. 8x10 still does shows. Auto Bar. I mean, there's a whole lot of venues in a very small area.
So after the last concert Sunday, Recker will begin turning the building, which has been in the family for more than 50 years, into the Torrent Nightclub, featuring electronic and dance music acts. It should open later this year. But those plans have drawn the ire of 13 people who signed a petition challenging the renewal of Recker's liquor license. The group is represented by attorney Charles Brooks, who also signed the petition. Brooks declined requests for a tape interview. One of the signers, Dolores Astruth, lives in a condo behind the theater. She complained in an email of loud music, fights, loud car radios, screaming, and the sound of breaking bottles, saying the theater has not been good for the neighborhood. Nancy Hafford, executive director of the Towson Chamber of Commerce, says she was extremely disappointed to hear about the challenge to the liquor license.
Mr. Brooks has been in our community for a long time, and he has seen how the Wreckers have handled their business. And I was disappointed by that, but I'm not sure where it's motivated.
Recker, who owns two other businesses on the same block, is puzzled by the complaints.
Because we have an amazing product here. We've had an amazing product for many years. We've entertained millions of people, literally millions of people.
He suggests that the Cordish Companies, the developer that owns the Maryland Live Casino in Anne Arundel County, may be behind the petition. Recker reads from a letter he received from Towson Circle Holdings, a joint venture between Cordish and Heritage Properties, which is building a $150 million mixed-use project behind the theater.
The purpose of this letter is to put you on notice that our client has serious concerns that a nightclub in the location you propose poses a serious safety threat to their project and to the massive investment by the public and private sector in creating a true renaissance in the core of Towson.
The Cordish Companies and Heritage Properties failed to respond to requests for comment. The Baltimore County Liquor Board says it will schedule a hearing on the petition in April. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting in Towson for 88.1 WYPR.